River Resort and Casino is offering a fabulous Thanksgiving buffet on Thursday, November 24th from 12 noon to 8 p.m. Let Elements do the preparing so you can relax and enjoy your valued time with family and friends. Menu includes roasted turkey, prime rib, and Dungeness crab with an array of holiday trimmings and delicious desserts. Adults $27 with River Club card. Children $10. Children under 6 eat free. Reservations preferred. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. For details, visit winriver.com. It's better at the river. Do you like to perform and show off your skills and vocals and sing your best? Then head down to Wind River Resort and Casino for karaoke rewards at Overtime Lounge. No cover charge. The action starts every Thursday at 9 p.m. with more ways to earn entries to win a package including a one-night hotel stay, dining certificate, free slot play, and cash. Drawing at the end of the month. Ask how to earn additional tickets. Karaoke rewards Thursdays at Wind River Resort and Casino. For rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Karaoke is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio,
Radio. Is about to commence.
Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike?
Leslie,
guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
It is hump day, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 7 minutes after the hour 7 here on the 16th of November. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning. Good morning, Bad Bob.
And good morning to you. Started off with a bright and shiny morning, so
Well. You watched the International Space Station go overhead this morning.
Came past the full, the almost full moon. It's just past. Yeah. It's waning slightly, but still big and bright. And then because I saw this little moving object, and it was one of the best passes. And you think about, we have had men and women working in space for how long now, and we just take it for granted, but. It's a modern technological miracle that we can sustain this for a long time.
And the thing I liked also, when you said you were over at the Maker's Fair, this young girl, and she was walking around with a pin that said the Mars Generation.
Yeah, she was 20-something, and she's all for investing. And I asked, I said, you know, we've heard ever since you and I were in high school, oh, we need to solve the problems of the Earth first and then worry about that space stuff when we have time. Well, we haven't done that for 40 years. It's been 40 years since Armstrong stepped off, almost 48 years since Armstrong stepped off the lander. Mm-hmm. And we stopped. Because we had to take care of things on Earth.
Well,
that much time gone by.
We landed on the moon several times.
Yeah.
After that, and then we put up the Mars rover.
As far as milestones go, though.
Well, yeah, and that's true, and then Obama took it off the table totally.
He decimated the space program
totally. So yeah, maybe it's time to step forward again with that
public-private partnerships.
Yes.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the show on this Wednesday. It's currently 39 degrees, but it's beautiful out. You know, you don't feel a chill.
It's only 39. It feels warmer.
I know. And scattered showers is the prediction for today with our highs of 58. Partly cloudy tonight with our lows of 38. Mostly sunny on Thursday with a high of 59. Thursday night calls for a low of 39. Friday calls for a high of 58. And as we go through the weekend, it looks like we have chance of rain on Saturday. Sunday, rain, cloudy with a high of 94. Monday, chance of showers. So, you know, as we get ready for Thanksgiving and go through Thanksgiving, that's actually not happening yet. I know we've got just four or five more days before we actually leave. We're going to Albuquerque. But anyway, so the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793 and 4. We met with a group of people last night. It was nice to You know, the abalone group
dinner,
and they got their quota, three each. And last night the group went through four.
We did. We only eat four, but there was 10 of us, and you can only eat four of the six because they were large. And Lori and Rick are just great people. They go over there and they rock pick the abalone, and so we all get together now of our group, and we all get along so well. But two in a group, one especially, is a, how can we say it? She's very Democrat, okay. And not one word.
No, not a bad
the
word.
The whole
was,
evening,
no,
not one no. word was said about the election.
No.
Around her. Two of us went outside and did high fives. And then the discussion was on Measure D. And there was a lot of people, that were just totally upset with the fact. Okay, maybe I started out wrong. The people that backed it were really upset that it lost. But it lost huge. And when you start talking to people of all income levels, whether you're on a fixed income or you've got a big business making lots of money, they didn't like it. They did not like the idea. And people go, oh, they're not willing to. You know what? It's because people don't believe that the city council is going to keep their word about how they're going to use the money. And last night at the city council was a perfect example of why D failed. And they don't get it. Missy MacArthur, who doesn't care because she's leaving, Francie Sullivan and Christian Schrader do not get it. They voted for raises. Now, one of the people there, who is the CFO essentially for the city, of 5%, you know, she got a $500 a month raise, which brings her up to what? And I listen to people that's in that business. So that's what they make. Whether she's in, you know, that's what she makes. The other one, $1,000 a month after a 5% raise last May, and then another $1,000 a month for parks and recreation that brings it up to over $140,000 a year. The animosity that people had for this, and that they, as they're learning now, the ones that really didn't know, and they're learning now that raise was voted in, and I will, you know what, I am in the Brent Weaver side, who, by the way, voted against it, as did Gary Cadd. Is that this is not the time to give raises like this when every dollar needs to go to public safety. $141,000 for parks and recreation? Come on. And then we've got less parks now than we did a year ago. Less parks now than we did a year ago. And the examples that were used were, okay, the parks and recreation person did their job. Yeah, did their job. Okay, let's say this again. Three times the amount the average citizen makes in this town.
What would you do then if you thought somebody was deserving? There are a lot of people who are deserving.
She got a 5% raise in May.
Okay, so you, if you feel...
You know what I would do? I would take it next year and talk about it, but I would not, right after the election that defailed by 60% of the people, turn around and give a raise like this. Brent Weaver is absolutely right. You know what? People are going to have to suck it up, because frankly, you can live on $129,000 or $130,000 here in this town. And if you don't think you can, then we live on less than that, obviously.
So you're
Bob
saying,
lives on less than that, and there's
saying,
a lot of people.
I don't think it should be, seriously, what I don't like is taking aim at what somebody's making. The point here, whether it's a he or a she, and this not deserving, it's about the timing of what's happened right
it's
after the election.
Nothing to do with the person, because Kim Niemer is a competent person. And this is who she's in charge of parks and rec. It's not her. It's the fact that the voter said no to a tax raise, and they turn around right after that and they vote to give $1,000 a month raise after there's already been a 5% raise in May. And what this signifies, what this signals to the community is, hey, screw you. We don't care. We're going to do what we want. We don't care what you said.
May I interject?
Yeah, for like 3 seconds.
Yeah, timing is everything. And what I'm seeing in this timing is that at the same time that thousands of Reading residents who are not seeing any increase at all in their income are being told, well, you're going to have to pay more for your electric, water, and all that stuff because we just can't make ends meet. So you're going to have to pay more even though your income didn't increase. That's the
thing. They said you guys. That's the other thing that was there is raising by 20% over the we're going to take 7%. Well, it's 20% over the last couple of years, and before that, there was other raises in it. And people that in public office have to take a look at this and say there is other ways how we can approach this and do this. But let's get down to the bottom line. There is only so much money to go around, and do we want to have police or do we want to have raises for city employees who are already making well over $100,000 a year? We'll be right back.
Let's get it started in here.
And the bass keeps running, running, and running, running.
The most incredible collection of luxury jewelry in the North State will be on display at Gold Mart Jewelers this Friday and Saturday. A spectacular inventory of rubies, sapphires, emeralds, and diamonds will be showcased alongside exotic collector gemstones. So come sip a sparkling drink while you browse the sparkling jewelry at the second annual luxury jewelry show and sale. Take home a treasure or start a wish list for the holidays. You'll always find the finest jewelry at Gold Mart Jewelers, 1191 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Want to kick off the holiday shopping season in style? Come to Red Town Market Thanksgiving weekend, featuring dozens of local vendors, live music, art, food, and of course, great shopping. November 26, 10 to 6 p.m. at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Admission is free to the public. Shop local, stay local. Come to Red Town Market November 26, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Mark your calendars and be sure to join us.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. Don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at OrchardNutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Oh, yeah.
Buddy, you're a boy, make a big noise, playing in the street, gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace, kicking your can all over the place, singing,
we will.
what America just did.
Yeah. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. 21 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock here. It's 39 degrees going up to 58 today. We're going to be having rain this week. Enjoy the, if you can get out in the sunshine, enjoy it while you can. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Now, two things. We are giving away, I say we, Omaha Steaks is giving away to one of our lucky listeners a holiday gift pack.
Wow.
This is free, and it's over $300 worth of meat, from filet mignons to boneless pork chops to chicken fried steaks to burgers to Frank's, fries. It's a whole thing. You could use this. It's obviously a few dinners right here. A $300 package, and it's free. So you're saying to yourself, okay, what do I have to do? I must have to do something. And you do. You have to call in right now at 605-4567 and just give us your name and a way to get a hold of you. Or you can email me. I got emails yesterday at carl at kcnr1460. Or you can fax it to us. How about that? 530-605-4561. Now, you can be, if you're listening to me right now and you're in France, fax it to us. Email us. Oh, no, you got to be in the United States. I'm sorry.
I think that was the meat over to, you know.
Right now. It's going to be great. Now, let me.
When are you going to draw for this?
We're going to draw for it. You are going to draw for it Monday.
Oh,
we're going to put all the. Okay. We're going to draw for this Monday. Somebody's going to draw for this Monday. And they're going to pull out the name. And you are going to hear it Monday morning at 8 o'clock. And it's going to go right to Omaha Steaks. And they are going to get it to you before. Before Thanksgiving,
oh,
right
that's
to your
nice.
Right to your door.
Wow.
Okay, so we're going to need to get your address and all that because they shipped us one, and I tell you what, it is just it's the greatest little thing filled with meat. Okay.
Well, the dollar.
Let me hit one more thing.
Okay.
Here. Linda and I discussed this during the week. This me being upset about this raise has nothing to do with Kim Niemer. I want everybody to know that Kim Niemer is doing her job there. I think she does an adequate job. She may even, may be better than adequate. But, and this has nothing to do with her. What it has to do with is giving a raise at this time to bring somebody up to $141,000 from $130,000 up to $140,000. You talk about spiking their pay. You know, and I don't know when she's going to retire, but, you know, I'm just think about this. But here it's clearly a, hey, getting even with you after that election when that D went down in such flaming failure. And they were going to bring it up before that. No, we'll just wait till after the election. And you know what? That would have been even worse because, oh, hey, we got this money now. Oh, now we're going to start giving raises. But we didn't get the money, and now we're going to give these raises to these people. Now, I asked Adam McAfee, would you vote for this? He goes, absolutely not. Of course not. We need to take every dollar and have it go for public safety. And this is what Weaver said. Some people say, oh, he knew it was going to. No, you know what? Weaver talked about this beforehand. I'm not giving raises. This is wrong. So, and then you've got Julie Winter. So, if Julie Winter, and she'll be on a week from next Monday, I'll ask her about this. Are you going to give raises like this when we need all the money? And just to see what she says. Brent Weaver's going to be on Friday. But this is what it was about. Not the person, but the idea of giving a raise like this. And I hope everybody remembers this. The next time that Kristen Schrader and Francie Sullivan run, that what have they done except give raises and cause an atmosphere when things don't happen there. Okay.
Well, I think people have gotten tired. Let me tell you something. When we look at city council, when they moved, we've been here on the air long enough to know when they moved the comments to the back.
Whoa. Yeah.
At the end of the meeting, there it took a big bubble of air out of the room. And people just felt like, my opinion doesn't matter. I have to get up early. I can't stay up that late. And you guys win. The other thing was when they did away with the REU
commission?
Commission. People felt like, well, no matter what we do, you guys are going to just do what you want to do. Hello. It's a lot of why the election happened the way it happened, because people are getting feeling like they're not being heard.
You know, honey, you hit it right on the head. And then they did away with the DRBA. And to this day, nobody knows why. They said, they weren't using their money wisely. It was a $24 discrepancy that we're not even sure if it was for us or you know, for the DRBA or that, you know, against DRBA. But the whole thing was specious from the beginning, and something else that Christian Schrader did. So you have to ask yourself, you hit it right on the head, why people don't trust city council. And I think that city council needs to listen to this. And Missy's getting off the city council now, and she says, okay, I've had enough. But Missy's going to run for office again. Yeah, it's, you know what? If she doesn't, she doesn't. But she has said that she's interested in running for Dave Keogh's spot. People, I hope, will remember this and say, and ask the question, well, you did this and this and this. Are you going to do this as a part of the county? You know, I just think is that these things, these votes need to have repercussions. Okay. I don't even know if we'll, you know what? I don't know if we'll talk about it again, but when Brent Weaver comes on Friday, we're going to talk about it.
Well, in national news, the New York Police Department plans to beef up security for next week at Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade after a recent edition of a magazine published by the Islamic State called the event an excellent target.
Oh, cool. Great.
The John Miller, the NYPD's Deputy Commissioner of Intelligence and Counterterrorism, said police had already implemented precautionary measures for such an attack. Miller says he goes to the parade every year and advises both New Yorkers and visitors alike to still show up November 24th.
Well, you know what? That's a great parade. Now, hey, by the way, when you call in to get your name on this, you can also come in via the chat room and send a personal message to Bob and put your name down there and a phone number so we can get a hold of you. So we're trying to make this any way you want. Fax, email to me, Carl at KCNR1460, or phone calls. Call all during the show. Hey, and you can enter more than once, yes. I think we're going to hold it down to like 5, though, or 3. Anyway, per person. It's already filling up pages here. Okay, here is a – have you ever heard – Bob, you're a tech guy. Have you ever heard – Roberta, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Good. How are you, Roberta? What's on your mind?
Well, I went to the city council meeting last night. I intended to speak, but after I got there, I could see the writing on the wall, so I didn't. But then next week, maybe I will go and hammer them. You know, it's too bad. The election, we got rid of the one person on the council that had the foresight to really understand what the people were saying. And, of course, he and Brent Weaver, too, voted against the raise. And I thought, well, there's three women on that city council, and not one of them has a brain in their head. And I'm sorry to have to say that. But we do have to remember this and other things that have occurred on the council. And we need to find people in our community who are willing to step forward and serve on our city council. So,
well, I think you've got a couple that are fiscal conservatives, I hope, that have just been elected. Of course, Gary Cadd was a fiscal conservative and didn't make it, but it was a bad time here in Shasta County for the cities if you were an incumbent. The incumbents were – none of the incumbents won except Modi, and that was back in June. The one outsider, the one who was not incumbent down in Anderson, won too, bouncing one of them off. So, I think people are starting to say that, and I think that they just – they don't realize, or maybe they do and they just don't care how this – you know, how angry people are. I mean – You look at what happened in the national election. 306 electoral votes, more than president has had Republican has had, or maybe any president has had since Reagan. You know, people are People are upset. They want their money to be spent different ways, and they want an end to the government bureaucracy, you know, keeping them from going to work, keeping them from building things, all this stuff. Anyway, thank you, Berta.
I think the whole thing, Carl.
Yes.
Is that the raise was huge. I don't mind giving people raises, but my goodness, in this time is not a time for raises. But on top of that, the amount of the raise was catastrophic, $1,000 a month.
And that was over 5%. That was over a 5% raise back in May this
year. Yes, and then 2% twice before that.
Yep. So you know what, if you're in the military, your my retirement went up 1%, 1.5%. If you're on Social Security, it went up 1.5%. If you're on, any of those, it just went up like 1 or 1.5%. It doesn't go up $1,000 a month. I wish it did. You know, I could do a lot of things that way. Anyway, okay.
Well, that's right. And sad to say, the average income in Reading is what?
46. I think it's 4. Yeah, let's just say 50,000. Below 50,000.
Yeah.
So so that makes it almost three times the amount of a. You know what? Again, I go back to this. Why don't you have a headhunter, third party, go out nationwide looking for replacements for every one of the management here and offer the same job, but they got to have the qualifications, but offered at $1,000 a month less.
I think that's a really good idea.
And see who comes back. And it does, you know what? And then you come back, and if you've got, and it's got to be a third party person, of course. If they come back and they're qualified, then it tells you that we're paying too much. If you can't get any back for the job, then it says, okay, well, maybe they're right. You know, but how are you going to know? You don't know. And the other thing, too, that Brent Weaver said, this isn't Kurt Starman's venue. He didn't have anything to say about it. He's the one that does this. It comes up, brings it up, not the city council who wants to, I don't know what, publicly thank somebody by spiking their pay before retirement. This is just reprehensible.
Yeah,
okay.
What happened to the appreciation plaques?
Yeah, okay. So much for that.
Yeah.
All right. How about just a participation?
Okay,
how about a participation trophy? Okay, thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, hey. Let's
just for participating.
Just for participating today, you get a trophy. Okay, we're going to send you a ribbon that you can wear for participating. Hey, we're going to take a quick break, Carl and Linda Bob. We're going to be right back. It's 8:33 in the morning.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
Happy holidays from our family here at KCNR 1460 AM. We're celebrating our eighth year on the air. We'd like to thank our holiday sponsors, the Original Clydes, located at 1250 Hartnell, the only full-service and sales store for television, satellite, and home electronics in Reading, and Zoe's Travel Store in the Mount Shasta Mall, from city streets to country gravel. Your fun begins at Zoe's Travel. Zoe's provides all your travel needs 7 days a week. From the KCNR family and sponsors, happy holidays.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
It's Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Butt. Good morning, everybody. Hope you're doing well. Yeah. Listen to that.
Yeah, this is a story of things don't.
This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Home Helpers. Sharon Clark, great, great, great business there, great businesswoman. In-home care services, whether it's short period of time or long periods of time, in-home care. Whether it's an operation that keeps you down for a couple of weeks or a loved one down for a few weeks or a month, and or in-home care that could go on for years. Sharon Clark has the people, all of them personally interviewed, personally hired, trained, background checks, insurance, bonded, the whole thing. You can't get any better help in-home to take care of your loved ones than Home Helpers. Sharon Clark. Give her a call, 226-8350. If I had a broken leg or something like that and you were working, you couldn't come home all the time or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, I'd call Sharon Clark and have her send one of the people over to, you know.
For surgery, let's say.
To
you
spray
know,
me down with a hose
yeah,
or something.
Absolutely.
Yeah, whatever.
Have a cute nurse. But they're all bonded, by the way. So by,
You just made me
blush.
Really superficial right then. Oh, I don't care. Okay. You can have the nurse, you know, with all the, 12 years of education, the one with 8 years of education. Which one do you want? Well, I want the cute one.
Well, here's the thing. They're all bonded. And I say that with, I really mean that with a smile on my face, that it's so nice to have tender-hearted people that are totally pros at what they do. You've just been through, let's say, a trauma. Let's say you've had major back surgery. Your spouse has to work, or you're single and you can't really get up and about. Well, that's exactly what their service does. They come in and they interview you of what your needs are. And then they put their people on 5 hours a day or once every other day or whatever you need, maybe shopping. I mean, those things get to be, they're hard when you're immobile. From getting your car washed to gas to clothes, all this stuff. And it's just a nice thing to say. We can't say enough. And especially during the holidays, we need to get Sharon back on because she always does this checklist. I think that's really important. We go home to the holidays and everybody's on their best behavior, especially if you have elderly parents and there's things to look for if they're starting to, maybe slip a little bit, just to be mindful of what that is. On the same note, on another note here, I do want to remind you, we had a somebody scheduled today, so either they're parking or they've gotten the dates mixed up, which I can do. I can stick different dates in my boxes on my calendar and go, oh my God. Anyway, so we are talking about the Red Town event. This is a really cool thing the Civic has done for the second year. And what it is the day after Thanksgiving. It's free to the public. You just park and walk in. So there's no admission. There's all kinds of wonderful artists. And a lot of these artists, they're selling their goods. So you'll see jewelry and you'll see items and pottery. And I'm not really sure if they've got soaps and these kinds of things that if you're looking – not only if you're just looking for art, but you're looking for gifts or you're looking for ideas. It's a great way, and they have several vendors. I'm going to be there with some of my favorite musicians from 1 to 4. We'll be on the stage and just doing a lot of Christmas fun stuff. So people can mill, and last year Mosley's poured wine, and they have cocktails and other areas, and there's food, so and there's a place to sit down. So it's a nice place to take your family, stroller-friendly, kid-friendly, elderly family. You know, if people need to sit down while you're shopping, it's a great thing. And so we really appreciate that the Civic is always reaching out to do something new like this. And Julie, this is her baby. And of course, we also know that we have Postmodern Jukebox coming November 19th. We're attending, and that's going to be a really cool event, becoming quite the rage. It's actually, if you've ever watched American Idol, oh, she's here. All righty. We're live. We just were talking about you, girlfriend.
Awesome. Your ears must be burning.
Yeah, so we're talking about the Red Town event. Welcome to the show, Julie.
In reality, she's early because she said, gosh, it was 7:45. So you know what? You're early.
So there you go. Okay. Well, welcome. I was just talking about this is the second consecutive year.
Yes.
And how many artists do you, how many booths do we have now? Vendors.
Yeah, we're at about 40 vendors. I'm hoping to add a few more. But they're all really great.
Not just any vendor. I mean, you're going to see stuff here that you haven't seen before.
Yeah. I mean, we could have a lot more vendors if we were willing to be a little less picky about the vision of the event and the purpose of the event. It's really about just highlighting local people who are making and bringing really excellent quality goods to our community. You don't have to go to Sacramento or the Bay Area to find really great stuff. So we want you to come and be prepared to spend money, find really great, good gifts for your family and friends, unique things that you wouldn't necessarily, you know, Black Friday will be over. It's Small Business Saturday, so come out, support your local.
Small Business Saturday.
Small Business Saturday.
Now, is this bring your own bag?
It is.
And that's cool. So I'm just saying, bring your canvas bag, folks, because you're going to pack your bag. And
if you've been following my blogs on reading.com about BYOB.
Yes.
Now, it's bring your own bag.
It is.
And I've talked about the different kind of bags you can bring in. Up to, you know, I'm thinking about old duffel bags, old parachute bags, pillowcases. I think I had my mesh duck decoy bag I could bring in. It's a little, you know, smelly.
Yeah.
Then other people are saying things are getting bags from different places also. Yeah. And then Matt Morgan over at Optimize Worldwide is buying 200 reusable bags that he's giving away free. Now,
nice.
Of course, it'll probably have Optimize Worldwide on it. And other
of
people
course.
Are saying, I'm bringing my Walmart, even though that they're trying to mark out the name.
Yeah.
So, but everybody should bring their reusable bags.
Yes, they should.
All right. So let's talk about the fact that you came here from Alaska.
I did.
What, last year? It's been a
year and a half.
Been a year and a half now.
Yeah.
And you? Did I hear you say that you love Reading?
I love Reading. Reading is just a really great community. I come from a small town. I lived in Juneau, Alaska for almost 20 years. It's 33,000 people, so small. And I was actually a little trepidatious about Reading because it's three times the size. You know, are you going to feel lost in the shuffle?
Three
anonymous?
Times the size.
I know, right?
I might get lost in Reading.
Well, you know, hey, there was one road.
Yeah, in Juneau. And two lights.
Four?
Four lights. And you knew everybody, and it was
knew
no
everybody.
Sense.
Yeah, you know.
Hey, how you doing? You know.
Yeah, and my husband's family had been there a long time, so a lot of connections to the community. And Reading gives you the best of both worlds. You have access to, you know, more things. I can drive my car out of town in Juneau. There was, you know, boat or plane. That was the only option. And yet I still feel integrated into this community. Reading is really welcoming. It's super friendly. I mean, I was shocked. I'm originally from the South. So was a little shocked to be in California because, you know, the reputation about California and walk down the street and people, all you had to do is make eye contact with people and they'll strike up a conversation with you.
Right.
Everybody's really friendly.
Ask you for a quarter.
Well, no.
Well, you just know how to throw a wrench in that one, Carl.
Well, there's that.
Let's just, you know what? I was just being humorous.
Well, let me tell you
there's
something.
There's a difference between humorous and...
Well, when you drive to Sacramento...
We're doing, Carl. Let's go get a burger.
Okay. Right.
Hey, when you go to Sacramento, I just was in Sacramento on Friday. I just did an overnighter with my folks.
Yeah.
And as soon as you get past Willows or Williams, and you get into the Woodland area, mm-hmm. and then you go into Sacramento, things change.
Yeah.
The people that are they're not polite when they in the mm-hmm. driving.
Yeah.
And actually very much rude. And we were trying to park in a pull into a shopping center where my dad wanted to go to Michael's, and mm-hmm. I dropped him off or something like that. And people don't look at you in the eyes. They mm-hmm. aren't kind, like, hey, you got one item, go in front of me.
Yeah.
You know, anyway,
well,
so it's nice.
It's a big city vice.
I know, but what I'm saying is that it's still nice. I grew up in Sacramento, and it's changed.
Yeah.
So it's beautiful to have this small town, and that's why we really like to support. You know, anything that's going on where you've got local artists, wonderful items, free to the public.
Free to the public, yep.
Julia Dyer is our guest. When we come back, we are going to talk more about the Red Town event that's happening on the day after Thanksgiving.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Wellgate Sports Club. You're looking for the place to go to work out. You can hop on to the fire engine that's going right past there and jump off and use their unique saltwater pool. You've got all the great machines there. It's clean. It's professional. You're not going to find a better place to work out than Wellgate Sports Club. I can tell you that. On the corner of Eureka Way and Court Street, or give them a call, 768-1205. We'll be right back after these messages.
Coming to Reading Civic November 19th is Scott Bradley's Postmodern Jukebox. Tickets starting at just $39. Get them now before they're sold out, like their sold-out tour. Call 229-0022. Stop by the box office or check out readingcivic.com for tickets today. And if you NPR calls it a vintage filter on today's Top 40. Can't stop, won't stop moving. It's like I got this new... If you've been on YouTube lately, then you're familiar with Everything Old is New Again brilliance of the viral phenomenon known as Postmodern Jukebox. That's November 19th at Reading Civic at 7 p.m. See you at the after party.
The most incredible collection of luxury jewelry in the North State will be on display at Goldmark Jewelers this Friday and Saturday. A spectacular inventory of rubies, sapphires, emeralds, and diamonds will be showcased alongside exotic collector gemstones. So come sip a sparkling drink while you browse the sparkling jewelry at the second annual Luxury Jewelry Show and Sale. Take home a treasure or start a wish list for the holidays. You'll always find the finest jewelry at Goldmark Jewelers, 1191 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Jake Shimabukuro is returning to Reading's Cascade Theater. He's the ukulele wizard that Rolling Stone has declared a musical hero. He's fun, innovative, and amazing in concert. Don't miss Hawaiian ukulele master Jake Shimabukuro in concert December 11th at the Cascade. Tickets at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Blue Skies. James and Diane Purcell were warming to the idea of adding solar to their home, but they wanted to manage the financing according to their cash flow and timeline. That's when Tri-Counties banker Nikki Euchre and her team had a shining idea. A home equity line of credit would provide the Purcells with the monthly flexibility they wanted. Plus, with the additional savings from going solar, they could offset their loan payments, allowing them to do other home improvements, like updating their bathroom and installing new carpeting, while staying on time and on budget.
Woo-hoo!
It's blue skies from here. Home equity lines of credit. Home mortgage lending. Home, sunny home. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank. Service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 458732.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy.
Hey, what up, girl?
Grab my glasses, I'm out the door. I'm gonna hit this city.
Let's
before
go.
I leave, brush my teeth with a bottle of Jack. Cause when I leave for the night, I ain't coming back.
Wow.
I'm talking pedicure on our toes.
Okay. You know, welcome back to the show.
Get the blood pumping a little bit.
Brush your teeth with some Jack there, buddy.
Going out tonight.
Gargle on the way out.
Coming back.
Yeah. 42 degrees in the downtown studios. Take that for note. Scattered showers today with our highs of 58, partly cloudy tonight with our lows of 38. Tomorrow calls for mostly sunny with that fabulous clear sky, highs of 59. Thursday night calls for a partly cloudy night with our lows of 39. And Friday, partly sunny. Of 58. The weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned and operated, senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793.
Now, guys, I'm going to help you out right here.
All right.
There's two hints I'm going to give you during our show. And this is the first one. Four Winds Jewelry. That's right. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. You're looking for something for your loved one. This is the place to go to. Go down and talk to Rebecca. They're the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Not only do they have a great selection of items, they can get items that you may be looking for in. They've got direct conduits to all over the world for diamonds and other great gems. Plus, they can design and build them there. And they have only trained watch repairmen. The only watch repairman in the whole area is there at Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Christmas is coming. Can I tell you that right now? Christmas is coming, and you may want to start shopping right now. Okay. The other one I'll talk about later in the next hour.
Julie Dyer with us this morning from Civic, and we encourage you to go shopping at I said the day after Thanksgiving. It's actually the Saturday.
Saturday, the 26th.
Yes. Yep. So it's Thanksgiving weekend. So if you're here, I started to say it's stroller friendly, kid friendly, family friendly. If you have anybody who's maybe had hip surgery or elderly, or anybody who maybe just can't stand for a long period of time, you've got seating in the middle of the of the Civic. There's wine. You've got cocktails there.
Cocktails.
If somebody wants to have a beer or whatever, and sit there and enjoy the music while the family shops. I mean, it's a great. You've got food too.
We do. Yeah, Tantardini's is going to be there. If you haven't had the pleasure of meeting Diego, he's so great, and
we've
his
had him
food
on the
is,
show a couple times.
Yeah,
he's great,
and his food is fabulous. So you're going to want to come and have a little nosh. And then Mimi Grace Waffles is going to be there as well. And then we've got Theory Collaborative, who's going to be doing coffee and Measures of Joy with her. I mean, seriously, gluten-free, but you are not missing a thing.
So
you would never know it's not decadent, full of, you know,
really
gooey stuff. They're so good.
Four different food kiosks, if you will, that are not really commonly heard of.
Yeah.
So that's wonderful to know that you're sharing that with the public as well.
Exactly. And that's the whole point of the event, is just really to get our community integrated with really how many options there are here. There are tons of options. On the food front, we have like more restaurants per capita than most communities of our size. I know the I-5 factor is a big deal. And that drives a lot of that. And I've heard, you know, people like, oh, the food in Reading. And, okay, so we don't have, you know, like 100 four-star options. But we have some really great options here in town. You have to look for them.
We have Kahuna's.
We
have Bartell's Giant Burger.
Yeah.
We have.
Which are some of the best burgers in the world,
yeah,
by the way.
And we have.
Moonstone, you know, we have
Moonstone,
really great.
Nello's. You have a lot of really good places to eat around town.
Yeah. View 202.
Great
ambiance.
Yeah, but you know what? There's always room for a few more.
There are, yes. We could.
So when you're coming again, let's mark your calendars. It's 10 to 6.
10 to 6, November 26th. Small Business Saturday at the Civic, live music with Linda Bott and the Bluebirds. So that's going to be fabulous. And as Linda was saying, we're going to have Mosley Wine Cellars is going to be doing wine tasting. We'll have beer, cocktails, so you can come have a mimosa or my favorite, a Bloody Mary.
Oh, so, that's cool.
And just really great shopping. We've got some great people coming back this year, Jar Pottery and all of his fun, really good stuff. I saw a picture that he posted. He's got Christmas ornaments, so that's going to be exciting to see what he's got this year.
Well, I know that Linda, when she wasn't singing, is down shopping.
I'm shopping.
Yeah.
So
she
I'm there from
one to
four, and the musicians that day will be Pat Karch on piano, Bruce Kalin on bass, Dan Kinkle's coming in. I haven't had Dan for a long time, so this is going to be great. He's a wonderful drummer. And when I first came to Reading, he was my drummer. He just comes out of Chico. Mm-hmm. So he's coming in. And then I have Joe Larson on trombone. Mm. So it'll be fun. It'll be musical. It'll be Christmassy. And, you know, we get to do all that good stuff. So then let's talk a little bit. We've got 5 minutes left because before you know it, Saturday's here. We've got Postmodern Jukebox.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about who they are. I know I just got this. I opened up and Nathan had sent, you know, like some – I just shared it on Facebook. But tell our listening audience who Postmodern Jukebox is.
Well, Postmodern Jukebox is a kind of a collaborative of various different artists. And they're – if you follow YouTube stuff, if you're a social media person, they're YouTube celebrities. They kind of hit it big on social media. And what they do is they take – current pop or, you know, hit music, and then they do it with a twist with, you know, stand-up bass, and they make it old-time jazzy, like Ella Fitzgerald era type music. So, like that song, All About That Bass, and they, you know, totally put a 40s kind of funky swing to it. It's going to be highly entertaining. You don't want to miss it. They're all super talented vocalists. And then on the night, we're also going to have a post-event cocktail hour in the lobby of the Civic with some live music. Cleveland Boney is going to be
absolutely
playing, and he's going to have a stand-up bass playing with him. And so it's just going to be a really great night of fun. People are not going to want to miss it. They're going to be having, like, we have several different bars, a martini bar, a wine bar,
beautiful.
Then a regular bar. So you can just come make a night of it.
Yes.
It's doors open at 6, the show's at 7, they'll end around 9, and so still plenty of time to hang out and just have a good time and make a night of it.
Now, is there an intermission?
There is no intermission.
Okay, yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
I personally like to go entertain me, and then, yeah.
Yeah.
I know sometimes people love to have intermissions, but I like it when there's not.
The older the older the act, the more likely an intermission.
That's not true. They have a preset. Sometimes they're preset.
Oh, okay.
All right, so that's this Saturday. Carl and I, we're going to be there. We'd love to have you come out on Postmodern Jukebox. So these are two events that we really want to highlight about that are happening at the Civic that we're personally going to be involved with and attend. And then, of course, the 26th, the Red Town Market. Red Town Market. I want to say Red Town Square at the time, but that's... Well, you never know with what's happening. No, Red Town Market. So,
You know, it's a great place. Linda picked up so many great Christmas presents right then. And she buys for, like, not just this year, but for years in advance, too.
Yeah.
And for other things like birthdays and things that she can hand out. So it's all got all that stuff there. And looking forward to the music Saturday night. And...
How do we get there? Tickets for the Postmodern.
You want to make sure you go to www.readingcivic.com. If you land on any other site that says, like, Civic box office tickets or anything like that, you are not at our site, and you'll end up paying more money than what we're charging for tickets. So www.readingcivic.com, or you can always call the box office Tuesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 229-0022.
Okay, I have to ask you this question.
Yes.
If you were back in Juneau, Alaska, it's November the 16th.
Oh, dear Jesus.
What's it like right there right now?
It's overcast, and it's 30-some-odd degrees. It'll get up to maybe 40-something today.
No snow, though?
Probably no snow yet.
Okay.
Juneau's, think about the last winter that we had here with that kind of, you know, it socks in, steel gray sky with kind of spitting rain. That's pretty much any day of the year in Juneau, Alaska. It's more likely to be like that than it is to be anything else.
Any day of the year.
Any day of the year. Yeah.
Okay, and now you're going to, after you walk out here in the next 30 seconds.
It's sunshine.
I'm going to have my sunglasses on.
You're going to put on your sunglasses and go.
I am.
Do you go back to people on Facebook and go.
A little, but okay, not much. No, I try to be kind.
Yes, you don't want to rub it in.
Okay, this weekend is, of course, the...
Red Town Mark? No,
we have Postmodern Moon.
Postmodern
we're going to be attending Saturday, and then the week after that is the
Red Town Market.
Red Town Market.
We'll be right back after these messages with Sheriff Tom Pasinko.
And news from Town Hall is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino here on KCNR Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Senate Republicans have reelected Kentucky's Mitch McConnell to be the majority leader when the new Congress convenes in January and begins working on then-President Donald Trump's agenda. Senate Democrats, meanwhile, have elected Chuck Schumer to be their new minority leader. The New Yorker will be Washington's most powerful Democrat as the party confronts an all-Republican-led government headed up by the soon-to-be President Donald Trump. When it comes to selecting leadership in the House, Wally Hines reports the old adage seems to be holding. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
House Republicans voting to return Paul Ryan and his top deputies to leadership positions in the next Congress. Ryan unanimously elected as Speaker-elect. The actual election for Speaker will occur during the new session in January. Meanwhile, still smarting from their Election Day setbacks, House Democrats have postponed leadership elections until after the Thanksgiving break.
As Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines reporting, Secretary of State John Kerry says an overwhelming majority of Americans believe in the theory of climate change, as he explained to an international gathering today in Morocco.
No one should doubt the overwhelming majority of the citizens of the United States who know climate change is happening and who are determined to keep our commitments that were made in Paris.
President-elect Donald Trump, though, has called global warming a hoax and pledged during the campaign to cancel the Paris deal aimed at fighting climate change. Stocks been modestly lower on Wall Street, led by a pullback in banks. Earnings from big retailers also a major focus for many investors. U.S. home builders' confidence held steady this month, though their expectations for sales into next year dimmed just a bit. The National Association of Home Builders, Wells Fargo Builders Sentiment Index, released today, was unchanged at a figure of 63. That is 2 points below September's reading, which was the highest in nearly a year. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
God on biracial marriage. God said, man said.com. Hauntings, dead spirits, and ghosts. Noah's Ark, fact or fiction. God said, man said.com. Sex superbug. Kiss panic attacks goodbye. Unlock your Holy Ghost pharmacy. God said, man said.com. Why chromosome Adam and mtDNA Eve. Word changing in 666. Hours of text and streaming audio. God said, man said.com.
U.S. factory output rose slightly in October, aided by greater production of automobiles, home electronics, and appliances.
The Federal Reserve says manufacturing production improved 0.2% last month. The broader industrial production category, which includes mining and utilities, was flat as warmer weather reduced the demand for heating. Manufacturers have endured a brutal year that crimped sales and hiring. The relatively strong dollar made U.S. goods more expensive overseas, hurting exports.
And that is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Things getting back to normal in Oklahoma City at the Will Rogers World Airport after a shooting yesterday. Oklahoma City Police Captain Paco Balderrama says it took a while to determine the condition of the suspect in his vehicle.
Our tactical unit was able to identify a potential suspect vehicle. They used techniques to blow out one of the windows and could tell that there was somebody in there.
Police have not released the name of the suspected shooter. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. There is yet another auto recall to tell you about, and we get the details from correspondent Rich Thomas.
Mazda is recalling almost 70,000 RX-8 sports cars in the U.S. to fix possible fuel leaks that can cause fires. The recall covers RX-8s from the 2004 through 2008 model years. Mazda says cars have fuel pump sealing rings that can crack when exposed to engine or exhaust heat. That can allow gasoline to escape, increasing the risk of a fire.
And that is correspondent Rich Thomason reporting. Ford Motor Company says it has no plans to hold back on its plan to moving some of its sedan production jobs to Mexico, even that is running afoul of the opinions of the incoming President Donald Trump. Trump has suggested that he would impose a 35% tariff on U.S.-made automobiles that are actually made in Mexico and then shipped back into the United States. More details on these stories to be found at townhall.com.
We are turning up the volume and mixing it up at Wind River Resort and Casino. Check out our third base blackjack pit in front of overtime. Fridays and Saturdays from 7 p.m. to 2 a.m. Sexy dealers, drink specials, and a live DVJ spinning beats all night long. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. Play blackjack in the third base pit at Wind River Resort and Casino, where you can hit it all night long. For third base blackjack pit details, log on to windriver.com. Blackjack. It's better at the river. Do you like to perform and show off your skills and vocals and sing your best? Then head down to Wind River Resort and Casino for karaoke rewards at Overtime Lounge. No cover charge. The action starts every Thursday at 9 p.m. with more ways to earn entries to win a package including a one-night hotel stay, dining certificate, free slot play, and cash. Drawing at the end of the month. Ask how to earn additional tickets. Karaoke rewards Thursdays at Wind River Resort and Casino. For rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Karaoke is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bod. Good morning. It's Wednesday, the 16th of November. It is 6.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. Phone lines here, 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, everyone. Great to be here. 41 degrees currently in the downtown studios of KCNR 1460. Outside, beautiful weather tonight's going to be a low. Our highs today, will be 58. Our lows are 38 with a partly cloudy evening. Tomorrow calls for mostly sunny with our highs of 59. Thursday calls for a low of 39, partly sunny on Friday with our highs of 58. Friday night, 40% chance of rain, mainly after 11 p.m. Mostly cloudy with a low of around 43. Saturday, rain. High near 52, chance precipitation 80%. As we go through the rest of the week, partly sunny on Tuesday with a high near 58. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Before we go with our wonderful sheriff moment here, this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, our wonderful Alliance and Heating Air. Folks, our choice to come and work on the heating and the air conditioning. You know you're going to have to get your filters cleaned. You know, there's been smoke through the summer, and now it's winter time. So you just don't want any of that blockage from a dirty system. So go in and see what they do. They have a maintenance program. They're open 7 days a week or coming to you 7 days a week, 24-hour service, Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642, or go to homecomfort.org.
Good morning, everybody. And this here Cascade Logging Conference preview. At Sportsman's Warehouse this weekend, the logging sports demonstration has been postponed until December 10th because of inclement weather. They were going to have there the Shasta College logging sports team demonstration, underhanded chop, two-man bucking. You know what? This is great to be able to read this on our radio. This is community radio here, guys. Shasta College heavy equipment program information, all of that. But that's going to be put off until or postponed until December 10th, and we'll talk a lot more about it from there. Now, one other thing I want to mention here is that we are giving away a $300 package from Omaha Steaks that has in it filet mignon, it has chops, it's got it all. It's a $300 package, like I said. So what do you have to do to get that? Nothing except call the station, 530-605-4567. Give Bob your name. He'll put it down in our list, and we're going to be drawing next Monday, and you will have it before Thanksgiving. That's right. You'll have it before Thanksgiving. Get to us, personal message on the chat room. Send me an email at carl@kcnr1460.com. You don't have to say how great the show is or anything like that, how much you love me. You just have to put your name down and your phone number so I can get a hold of you, and we'll put your name in the drawing, okay? That's all you have to do. I mean, this is a great deal. They sent one to us, and I, you know what? It just fills up the freezer. You know, the little freezer, not the big freezer, but it fills up the little freezer. Okay. Our guest today is
Sheriff Tom Basinko. Welcome to our show this morning.
Good morning. Always love to be here.
Hey, Sheriff.
You've been writing down a bunch of stuff this morning, like what you want to talk about, what's on your mind.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Let's
start out with Shirley Papini.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, this is more than a tragedy.
It is. It is a tragedy. It's a very tough case because we don't have a lot of leads. Our officers have been all hands on deck since day one when it was first reported. We've searched the area with our search and rescue volunteers, with tracking dogs, then some volunteers from a local nonprofit group went out and also searched for a couple of days. No additional leads. We have a reward out through Shasta County Secret Witness of about $10,000, and another someone else put up another $40,000 for a total of $50,000 for tips leading to her return. And
so it's over $50,000.
Yes, and then we're working over 200 tips right now, and we have to sort those out, prioritize them. We've been assisted by CHP, Reading Police Department, and of course the Sheriff's Office, the FBI are assisting as well, and it's still nothing. We have her listed in a number of databases for the National Database for Missing Persons, and then there's one thing called called a Critical Reach. That's a program we belong to, and we can put out bulletins specifically for regional areas, but at first it went out to our tri-state region, and now we're putting it out. It's out nationally. And that goes out to municipalities, other governmental agencies, county agencies for the missing person part. And still, nothing's really turning up. But we're still working the case as hard as we can and looking for that one tip or that bit of information that'll give us a break and hopefully lead to her safe return.
Well, you know, Sheriff, this whole thing, and you and I talk on a regular basis just because we run into each other.
Right.
At Linda's last show, I've talked about this, but there were several women there that, you know, came to the show, and they discussed this. This was right after it had happened. And their sense of safety had gone down dramatically.
Yes,
because this isn't something – well, you've heard us discuss it, but because this isn't something like you're walking on a river trail and somebody hits you in the head. This is a woman that's running down the road out there by her house outside, and she just disappears. And then, I mean, this is, you know, it's one thing to try to take me or Bob or you on, but even somebody as strong as Linda is and who is a fighter like Linda is, two guys jump out or taser and they're gone.
Here's the thing.
Is this something that we as a community have to worry about?
Overall, I don't believe so. Usually, we're not saying this is an abduction. We don't have evidence to say that it is, and we don't have evidence to say that it isn't. It's a strange case in that if there was an abduction, would there be a struggle? We know that it's not animal related because there wasn't any animal tracks there, say like a mountain lion.
Yeah, because people brought that up.
Yes, and so we've already looked into that. That was right from day one as well. Go ahead.
What you just said then brings up the other question is, there's no proof of an abduction, which is what the state said.
And there's no proof the other way.
Is there any other proof that maybe she just had enough of kids and life here in Reading and somebody picked her up and they left?
No, everything that we've gotten, and that's been out in the media too, that she's a very loving mom, caring person, loves her family. She has two young children, loving husband. And the husband, Mr. Papini, has been very cooperative with us for the investigation. In fact, he came in and volunteered for a polygraph, or what it's all commonly known as a lie detector test, and he passed that.
Well, of course, because it's usually the husband or a family member that has something to do with something like this.
Usually someone close to the person.
Right, close to the person.
Mm-hmm. And that's not uncommon. That's just about many of the investigations like that. So this has been a case of not a lot of leads. It's not a time for panic, but as we've always said on this show and in the groups that I go to, always be aware, situational awareness of your surroundings. And that's just for crime in general, looking at, especially with the holidays coming up for car burglaries and if you're going to the ATM and such.
Here's something that I want to share with our listeners is that, I know it's nice to get lost with your earbuds. I would say to keep that for the gym when you're on a treadmill. But when you're out and you're running and you're out with nature on a trail or you're on a street, don't put your earbuds in because that you get lost.
It really isolates you.
It isolates you. Now, I will tell you a story about downtown old San Diego about a big tree that was a huge, I don't know, 100-year, 200-year-old tree. This woman was walking just like, say, we're having lunch in the middle of a San Diego beautiful day, and that tree fell. And she didn't get the warning because she had her earbuds in, and it killed her.
Tragic.
So here's
it was down in Old Town.
Down in Old Town. It still rings in my ears about the fact she had her earbuds in. She was somewhere else.
You know, maybe if they want to listen to their music, they might want to wear one earbud. At least
one ear open.
That's right. You can still hear some surrounding sounds or horns honking, sirens going.
Okay. Hey, look, we're going to take a quick break. Sheriff Tom Basinko is our guest, and we're going to be right back after these messages. We have a few more questions about the Papini case that's going on right now, but then also we want to talk about maybe some ideas besides just the keeping, not blocking out all the sound with earbuds, but some other things that women and men can do to ensure that they've got that they are aware of what's going on. Mm-hmm. We'll be right back.
Want to kick off the holiday shopping season in style? Come to Red Town Market Thanksgiving weekend, featuring dozens of local vendors, live music, art, food, and of course, great shopping. November 26, 10 to 6 p.m. at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Admission is free to the public. Shop local, stay local. Come to Red Town Market November 26, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Mark your calendars and be sure to join us.
The most incredible collection of luxury jewelry in the North State will be on display at Goldmark Jewelers this Friday and Saturday. A spectacular inventory of rubies, sapphires, emeralds, and diamonds will be showcased alongside exotic collector gemstones. So come sip a sparkling drink while you browse the sparkling jewelry at the second annual Luxury Jewelry Show and Sale. Take home a treasure or start a wish list for the holidays. You'll always find the finest jewelry at Goldmark Jewelers, 1191 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. Don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at orchardnutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Are we really enjoying the utopia of peace and prosperity our godless leaders promised if we would just give up the notion of God? No, instead we are experiencing violence, hatred, murder, and much more, all of which the Bible calls lawlessness. Understand that godlessness breeds lawlessness. Jesus said to those who thought they were his followers, "Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness." How can we protect our families from lawlessness? Only a life committed to Jesus Christ will enjoy God's utopia and peace. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible without compromise, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at TrueLifeReading.com. We hope to see you soon. Remember, it's worth the ride.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Just offering my help.
You're scaring me.
It's scaring Linda. hey, here it is, 20 minutes after the hour.
Flashback.
Here, Wednesday, the 16th of November. It wasn't a flashback. It was a fond memory. Flashbacks are bad. Fond memories are good. 41 degrees going up to 58 today. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Tobacco and Brew, another veteran-owned business. Open 7 days a week at 2143 Hilltop Drive with Espresso Joes with great coffees and coffee for sale and brews for sale and different little snacks in there. And, of course, walk next door to the greatest tobacco emporium in Northern California with a walk-in humidor that's going to make so many people happy this Christmas season. All of this in this veteran-owned business, Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Can't say enough about Joe and Joe and Shelley leaving. Okay, we're here with Sheriff Tom Basinko. We're still talking about the Shirley Papini case. Now, there's all types. There's over 200 tips. There's all types of things that are being investigated. Obviously, that and we can't. You know, you just said, hey, there's things that we're never going to talk about right now,
right?
Because the case is going on. We understand that, but. But what happens to people? And I'm saying women, but I guess men too. If you're working out in an area that may not have a lot of people going by,
I say just about anywhere. Always be alert and have some situational awareness. But if somebody's going out hiking or exercising, just for regular safety. Maybe you're going on the river trail. There's not a lot of people on there sometimes. Or you're going out hiking maybe to Whiskeytown Falls or anywhere else. Maybe take somebody else with you, because then if there's a medical condition, somebody trips and falls, breaks a leg, breaks an ankle, have some concerns, there can be someone there to assist you. Or if you're not going to have someone else, let someone know where you're going. Hey, I'm going to go running on the river trail. I'm going to take off about 2 p.m. and I think I'll be back around between 3 and 4 at least. They have a timeline for you, and that's what we have to build in these cases is a timeline.
Yeah. Well, that's what you do when you're going out hiking or hunting. If you're going out by yourself or just anything, you let people say, hey, this is what I'm going in at, and this is when I should be back.
Even if you're going uptown, hey, I'm going to go shopping for a few hours, and I'm going to go here, there, and the other where, everywhere else. At least say, no, hey, and then maybe someone's not coming home. Then there can be a little bit of concern. It could be something as simple as either running out of gas or having a breakdown. But it could be something also more sinister. So you always want to have some plans. Again, everybody is in tune to their phones, and their life is in their phones. But in this particular case, we found Ms. Papini's phone, and we're looking at that for information that's in there. But if she's out there somewhere, if she can get word to law enforcement, anybody, let us know. If anybody hears anything, we, of course, go and talk to friends and family and neighbors. Hairdressers, for men it'd be barbers, because they have a wealth of information too. They're kind of like barbers, and hairdressers are kind of like bartenders. They hear a lot of things, and so we always try and put together that timeline, maybe about 24 hours or so before an incident, and then what happened afterwards, and looking for any connections there.
Well, so, this is something that it's rocked the community.
It has been. This has gotten national attention.
It was on front page of Sacramento Bee.
It's been in the Sac Bee.
Been on Fox.
It's been at LA Times. It's been on HLN, which is a part of CNN, mm-hmm. ABC, Good Morning America, NBC. It has been in the UK. There's a paper over there called Daily Mail. It's been in New Zealand, and so this has attracted a lot of attention. In one way, a good sense, because it gets a lot of eyes out there, especially with not only the international media, but also with social media. And that's a lot of people are sharing it on social media, too. There was a billboard put up in South County near Cottonwood with a missing alert. And then other folks had signs made up and posted them around Shasta County and other places for the missing. So we hope that that turns in to a viable lead or a tip that can lead to her safe return.
Well, let's absolutely hope that, because this is such a tragedy. And everybody I talk to that knows him is saying he is just devastated.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, think about the children, too. Like, where's mm-hmm. mommy?
Yeah.
Two and
she,
four.
Yeah, she has two.
And parents and family.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, wow.
Okay, there's more.
When we come back, Sheriff, let's talk about, love to hear about Proposition 57, the impacts on that. The law that was passed on 63, 66, and then also in the next hour, D&E, jail beds, alternative Adam McElvain. But let's also, we were going to talk with you about concealed carry. What's the waiting time?
Sure.
I know Carl's teaching an advanced class on the 20th. People are trying to scramble. It's kind of still in limbo after the election. Where are we going? That kind of thing.
Right. We'd be glad to share all that information.
All right. Then we're going to take a quick break here. We'll be right back after these messages.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Redding is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Redding is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Redding, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Redding. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Redding.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bach. Good morning, everybody. 28 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. On the 16th, it's 41, going up to 58 today. 41 degrees, going up to 58 degrees today. With the reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. You know what? It's the best place in the world for a haircut.
I can just tell you that because I've been all over the world getting haircuts, and this is the best place. There may be a little spot in Taipei, Taiwan that's pretty good, but this one is better. Man's Last Stronghold, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans, and it's a veteran-owned business. What else can you say? Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. Okay, we're here with Sheriff Tom Basinko, and there's a lot of other things that are going on, Tom. Prop 57, at the same time, D failed.
Right.
impacts. I mean, there isn't – I'm just at a loss for words about how stupid some – okay, I shouldn't say that. How uninformed some of the electorate is when it comes to turning criminals loose.
It was amazing. You know, a few years ago, we were hit with AB 109 and the prison releases from there.
Yeah.
And if everybody remembers – that was called prison realignment, and that was supposed to release all the nonviolent, non-serious sexual offenders and others. We called them the three nons.
Yeah.
Release them from prison. Okay, no. They have all been released, and now they don't go back to prison either, new offenders. Then we got hit with Prop 47 that released mainly drug offenders and property crimes out of prison, and reduce those crimes to misdemeanors. So all of those were released from prison. Then we get Prop 57 and says, hey, you know, we want to release nonviolent people from prison. Well, in theory, between 109 and 47, they should have all been out of prison.
Right.
And then they want to reclassify certain crimes. Rape of an unconscious woman. Date rape. Drugs. Assault. Assault with a deadly weapon. Attempted murder. All of those are being reclassified as nonviolent. That's crazy. And then it's going to get more people out of prison. And I think we're going to see, I know we're going to see another spike in crime. We saw it with 109. We saw it with 47. And we're going to see it with 57. And it was about getting more people out of prison to reduce the prison population. That's pure and simple. Save the state money, but it's going to cost the counties and cities more money in court costs and in crime costs as well.
Well, you know, when you do something like that, when you have something like that with the release of these people, and it just adds more people onto the roles we have here already, and we don't have room for them, we're already turning away everybody
right
that does anything. And then to say that classify these crimes as being nonviolent, rape of an unconscious woman, assault with a deadly weapon, I just think that it's just tilted so far.
The governor pumped in $5 million of his campaign money and was doing some serious work to get this to pass, and obviously it worked for him. But it was a bad, bad proposition. It was bad for our communities, bad for our citizens, and it's bad for California. But it passed, and now we're going to suffer the repercussions of it.
We're going to reap that. Okay, Prop 63.
Prop 63 was an anti-gun initiative by our lieutenant governor called the Safety for All. I called it the Safety for None. And it put in place a number of regulations that will do nothing to reduce gun violence. It wants to regulate ammunition to where you have to purchase a license, essentially, to get ammunition and then be backgrounded to buy that ammunition.
Okay, now let me ask a question about this because I know you've studied it. All right, so when this begins, which is in January, I guess?
The ammo part begins in 18 or 19.
Okay. All right, so if I want to buy ammo, do I have to get a card?
Yeah, essentially a card, permit,
like
a license.
Like a CCW.
Kind of.
Okay, so they do a background check on it, which I have to pay for.
Right.
Okay, and then now I've got the card. Mm-hmm. Now, can I go into a place that sells ammo and just, okay, I want to buy 5 boxes of .45? And they give it to me right then?
Nope. Have to do the background. Every time you have a transaction, there will be a background.
You mean I have to pay $25 every time I
buy? I've heard $10, but that
every time I want to buy ammo, I have to buy.
If you came in and bought a box of 22 shells,
yes,
that'd be a $10 transaction fee at least. And then if you came in the next day and wanted to buy another box, that'd be another $10 transaction fee.
They can't just use the card like you have with a CCW that's good for a year?
No.
So every time you buy ammo, you have to pay a transaction fee?
Yep.
Do you have a weight?
Yes.
And then you also have a three-day wait or some 5-10-day wait?
I have heard, of course, this hasn't all been put in place yet, but I've heard that it could be even up to a 30-day wait. Because right now on concealed weapons permits, I know we're going to talk about that in a minute, well, there's about a 5-month wait for the state to check and clear your fingerprints. And so with ammunition, think of all the literally billions of rounds of ammunition that is purchased in a year just here in California and on a daily or even on a daily basis. So, and they haven't got the computer system stood up for that yet.
So I'm going to have to not only get a background check to be able to buy a box of 22 ammo. That means if I go in and my grandson's here, we want to go out and plink. So I want to buy I buy 4 boxes of ammo. I have to pay, is that $10 per box or just a $10 fee for buying ammo?
Transaction. So if you bought 1,000 rounds, it's still a $10 transaction.
Okay, so I buy 4 boxes thinking, okay. Well, the next day, we had such a great time. I go back again. I still got the card. Oh, wait a minute. I can't go in and just buy it that day either.
That's right. You'll have to wait until your background gets cleared.
I may have to wait.
Yes.
This is such an assault on your liberties under the Second Amendment.
I've also heard, let's say you want to purchase some 9mm ammunition. They do their background check, and they say, Mr. Bot, you don't have a 9mm weapon registered to you, so you're not going to be able to be sold the ammunition because there's no reason for you to buy 9mm.
They can do that?
That's part of the 63. That's what we've been told.
If I don't have that pistol registered.
So let's say you want to buy, let's say you don't have one, but you wanted to buy some ammunition as a gift. But remember, you can't loan or give away except to friends or except to family, direct family.
Right.
And so that's going to pose another problem. Or if you had maybe, say, an old weapon that maybe your dad gave you, and it wasn't
pre
1969.
It's pre 1969.
Yeah.
My dad brought back a pistol from Germany.
And so if you wanted to purchase some ammunition for that, they would say, hey, we don't have one registered to you, even though you may have one, legally have one, then they wouldn't sell that to you until you got that registered, put it on the books.
Hmm.
And then the dealers have to be licensed.
Is that rifles too?
Yes, all ammunition.
Shotguns?
All ammunition. Yes.
Do you know what the state of California is forcing people to do then, right?
Linda, can you break out the high blood pressure pills? Carl's turning red right now.
You know what?
You've just seen in the last 10 years since we've been married and together a lot of we have a gun safe, but a lot of the liberties of gun owners and this sport of owning a gun I've seen such drastic changes in the last 10 years. And to be able to, again, to have like a passing from a father to a son or a grandfather to a grandson, his pistol, it's a keepsake.
You make a good point there, too, the passing on of firearms. So people that currently own assault weapons that are properly registered and stuff, you can't turn those over to, say, your wife or your son or your daughter because they're not registered to have that. So eventually, when that person passes on, within California, you can't forward that assault weapon. It can only be moved out of state. And so
they're taking your private possessions away from you. Eventually. That you would handle. So a semi-automatic, it has to meet
certain criteria
for the assault gun, assault weapon.
But remember, that changed as well. Because they were changing it to any center-fire rifle with a detachable magazine, which we talked about as far as many of the sporting rifles that are out there.
Well, what about but they've outlawed the bullet button too, though.
That's correct. And then now the
– So how do you – how do
Now
how
you'll
you,
have to take a bullet button gun, a California legal one,
right.
And that'll have to become an assault weapon as well under 63.
If it's,
and the governor also signed some of these into law even before 63 passed.
Okay, so if you've got a rifle that doesn't have a flash suppressor, doesn't have a hand grip or an adjustable stock, but it has a detachable magazine, it's still an assault weapon?
Yeah, and I encourage everyone to check with either local gun dealer or the Department of Justice Bureau of Firearms. They have a web page with frequently asked questions. They can check with that. But those are very much of a concern. What's considered large capacity magazines, those that are over 10 rounds, those are now banned coming January and as a result of Prop 63 as well.
Banned in January.
And so that means that if you currently to have a LCM, a large capacity magazine, it's legal in California. But it was grandfathered in. So you can't buy one now, but if you had them, they were legal. Now under Prop 63 and the law that the governor signed in earlier this year, they're illegal. And you cannot possess them. So you either have to destroy them, sell them to a licensed gun dealer, move them out of state, or turn them into law enforcement. And I have heard, have not confirmed it with Department of Justice, but if you permanently altered them, say pinned them or riveted them to where they have a maximum of 10 rounds, permanently altered them, then they would be legal. But you want to definitely check with Department of Justice on that.
What about the not that any of us have those, but if say that for some reason, I have no idea why, but one was seen, one was found to have one of those on them. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Heaven forbid, maybe your home was burglarized.
That's right.
And the officer responds and is there taking the report, but you have an LCM out on the coffee table. And he or she sees that would be technically on view and it would be illegal.
So what kind of punishment is that?
The first violation is an infraction. Think of it just like a traffic ticket. The second violation, and that's up to $100 fine. The second violation, I think, becomes a misdemeanor, and that's a $200 fine. And then subsequent violations are misdemeanors with, I think, up to a $500 fine.
Now, how much time is the Sheriff's Department going to spend on this?
None.
Okay. I just want to make sure. Are you and other sheriffs
going to? Here we are working a missing persons case. We have homicides. We're getting hit hard with burglaries and other ones. Obviously, we're not going to come knocking on someone's door looking for LCMs. If a felon has one, he or she's going to jail. But this law and what the voters passed will do nothing to reduce crime, violent crime with guns. The criminals are going to get their guns, are going to get their magazines, are going to get their ammunition illegally and still have crime here. But
this thing about
it's about gun control.
It is. And so, okay, are the sheriffs going to get together and sue?
Probably not as a group of sheriffs like the State Sheriff's Association. The State Sheriff's Association, we opposed 63 vigorously, and many, many individual sheriffs, including myself, opposed it vigorously. But again, it passed. Obviously, not here in the rural areas of Northern California, but the metropolitan areas, that's what carried it. But I don't want to see anybody get in trouble, because basically these laws are just essentially making criminals out of regular law-abiding citizens.
Can dealers have a large-capacity magazine permit?
No, because the dealers can't sell LCMs in California. Law enforcement, we can still have LCMs, and we can purchase them for duty use.
Because there's somebody says, hey, he knows a dealer I can give them to him. I have no.
You could turn them in or sell them to a dealer, but the dealer cannot resell them in California.
Right.
They have to be moved out of California to be legal.
Okay. That thing about the ammo you have a waiting time. And
I think it's going to cause another surge in ammo purchasing before the first of the year.
And then it also is going to cause people to leave the state to buy ammo.
And that becomes also, you can purchase ammunition out of state, but you can't move it into California.
But you can't bring it back.
So what you'd have to do is the dealer there would have to transport it to a dealer here in California, and there has to be a face-to-face transaction with that background check again. There's a little exception, like if you went out of state hunting, you can bring back in 50 rounds of ammunition. But otherwise, if you wanted to go to the Reno Gun Show or the Vegas Shot Show or to Cabela's, go over there. I'm going to bet that most of the dealers, if you laid down your credit card, they'll go, nope, you're from California. We just can't sell that to you and let you go back over to the state. So you'll probably
they're going to do that?
I would not be surprised because they have to comply with the law too.
Well, how can they? They don't know where that animal is going.
When you have your credit card.
Well, that just means cash.
That could be. Or you know, it doesn't prevent you from going if you're going shooting. Let's say you're going to go to Front Sight.
Yeah.
And you need a few thousand rounds of ammunition, which is Front Sight's in Nevada for those people that don't know about it. And it's a gun shooting course. And you need several thousand rounds of ammunition. You could purchase it legally in Nevada, but you could not bring it back to California.
Is that going to be one of the questions they ask you when you come back into the fruit and vegetables? Do you have ammo on you?
They're probably more concerned about backyard apples. But ATF and Department of Justice does work these gun shows and watching for people purchasing magazines and ammunition with California plates.
What Sam Peretta said is that they'll have law enforcement officials and undercover that will be in Cabela's and these other places, and if they see somebody coming in with a California license, they'll go in, they'll watch. If they buy ammo, they're going to tell, you know, they're going to radio ahead and said, here's a license plate, the guy's got ammo. I mean, this is absolutely ludicrous and ridiculous, and is an infringement on my rights that is unbelievable.
But you can bet that the criminals will be going to Arizona and Nevada and purchasing ammunition like that to bring back in.
And guess what?
Or stealing it.
They go across there and they buy, 10,000 rounds of ammo. They're not, you know what? They don't care. They're going to find another way. It's the same way they move drugs up and down the line.
Correct.
Okay, we got to take a break. This portion of the show, and I might as well tell you that this portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms.
What a segue.
John and Sarah Bastiani and their gun shop, they have all the pistols and long guns that you could want. And there's going to be so many rules coming in the beginning of January that you need to go out. Now, it's going to take you at least, they have a 10-day waiting period to buy it and do the background check and a 10-day waiting period. You need to start now buying those guns. And they have ammunition. He's buying more ammunition coming in here.
Especially if you want to buy a gun as a present for someone. For Christmas. Have that waiting period. Don't let that escape
you. Don't let that get to, and they'll tell you, okay, if you buy it today, you can get it 10 working days from then. And they're not going to give it to you a minute beforehand. And so go on down there. Plus, they have gunsmiths. They have classes on CCW, hunter safety. They've got it all at Bastiani Arms. Give them a call at 222-8222 or visit them at 2539 Larkspur, Tuesday through Saturday. Plus the fact he gives great discounts to veterans. And he's really happy about the last election. So go in there and get him now. All right. We'll be right back with Sheriff Tom Basinko.
Hi, Rebellion Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
The most incredible collection of luxury jewelry in the North State will be on display at Goldmark Jewelers this Friday and Saturday. A spectacular inventory of rubies, sapphires, emeralds, and diamonds will be showcased alongside exotic collector gemstones. So come sip a sparkling drink while you browse the sparkling jewelry at the second annual Luxury Jewelry Show and Sale. Take home a treasure or start a wish list for the holidays. You'll always find the finest jewelry at Goldmark Jewelers, 1191 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Happy holidays from our family here at KCNR 1460 AM. We're celebrating our 8th year on the air. We'd like to thank our holiday sponsors, the Original Clydes, located at 1250 Hartnell, the only full-service and sales store for television, satellite, and home electronics in Reading, and Zoe's Travel Store in the Mount Shasta Mall, from city streets to country gravel. Your fun begins at Zoe's Travel. Zoe's provides all your travel needs 7 days a week. From the KCNR family and sponsors, happy holidays.
A KCNR lucky listener is going to be very thankful on Monday, November 21st, when we announce the winner of the Omaha Steaks Thanksgiving Feast giveaway. It's a $300 value shipped to you just in time for the holiday. It includes a mouth-watering array of Omaha Steaks products, including filet mignons, top sirloins, apple tartlets for dessert, and more than we can list here. Enter as often as you like by calling 530-605-4567 or email Carl at kcnr1460.com. Celebrate Thanksgiving in style with KCNR and Omaha Steaks.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park invites you to join us for National Family Volunteer Day. On Saturday, November 19th, from 9 a.m. to 10:30 a.m., Turtle Bay will have volunteer activities for families throughout the park. From the gardens to animal care, be a part of National Family Volunteer Day with us and get your family into the holiday spirit of giving. Then enjoy the rest of your day at Turtle Bay for free. For more information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. 10 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. It's 42 degrees out there, going up to 58 today.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the show here on KCNR, 1460. I just posted on Facebook a picture of Sheriff and the two of us, the morning show. I'm in my little Oscar baseball cap that actually my girlfriend got when she was doing work at the Oscars. So welcome to the show. Really happy to have you here. This portion of the show is brought to you by my favorite boutique. They've supported us here on KCNR since the day we started, Dandelion. Ladies and gentlemen, ladies, you can go in and make up a wish list. It's a great time to do it. Like, instead of having your husband run all over town, or boyfriends or family run all over town and try to figure out, you know, it is the time of giving. So go on in and select what you want. They'll take a picture of it. They'll have a file for you, and it's a very easy thing. And if you're just looking for something to wear or to buy a family member out of town, go to Dandelion around Pine Street with a newly stocked store. They're 1322 Pine Street. Should we go to the phones this morning before we even begin on the air and go to Vic? Good morning. You're live on the air. What's on your mind?
Okay, Vic, you're live on the air. You with us?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
What you got, Vic?
Is that the Sheriff, Tom?
Hi, Vic. How you doing?
I'm good. You know, there's some sanctuary cities that are going to defy Donald Trump, and they're not going to abide by it. They're going to remain sanctuary cities and defy any immigration laws. So why don't you declare Shasta County as a sanctuary county, and we're not going to obey any of these gun laws?
Well, I think those sanctuary – thanks you for calling in, by the way. Those sanctuary cities could end up with sanctions from the federal government for not following federal law in that aspect. I've heard rumor that they may end up losing some federal dollars that they receive, and cities and counties receive a lot of federal dollars, especially the – big metropolitan areas.
And I tell you what, they're going to do that, Victor.
People, especially law enforcement chiefs and sheriffs that say, hey, we're not going to follow the law or enforce the law, that's not a good thing. But you can definitely, all of our officers and the chiefs and the sheriffs have discretion as to how they're going to enforce. So if they put a low priority to something, at least they're not going to say, no, we're not going to do this in defiance, but it's going to have a low priority. So the big thing is, as everyone knows, I'm a big proponent of our Constitution, our constitutional rights, especially the Second Amendment, and following the law, and a big supporter of concealed weapons permits. We have about 7,400 here in Shasta County, which we're one of the top issuing counties, and that's never going to waver.
You know, a tip for anybody that wants to buy ammo out of state, they need to go to the gun store with a friend in the Oregon or Nevada car. Don't take your California car there, just in case anybody was going to consider doing that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure everybody can make friends. In fact, I think they've got Rent a Friend in Reno, Nevada.
Yeah, right. Start a new business, right?
That's right. Rent a Friend. Okay, thanks a lot, Vic.
Hey, thank you, bye.
Hey, somebody said that I'm not going to say this because I'm not going to say this.
Okay.
Even though that
that
it's.
That was not for. That was for your
info. Oh, that was for my info. Okay. Well, oh. Good. I'm not going to say it anyway. Okay.
You're going to save it for yourself.
Saving it. Well, I'm just. Okay, let's go to the phones.
Billy Bob.
It was something that came up, and I thought, should this be something I talk about? No, it's not. Okay, Billy Bob.
Hey, good morning, Carl. And thank you for all your hard work, Sheriff. Hey, listen, I got a dumb question for you. Why can't, with all this, what I've just been listening to on Carl's show, why can't we get a constitutional lawsuit against all this horse crap? And I'll take my answer off the air.
Well, thanks for calling in, Billy Bob. The part of it is the National Rifle Association, the California Rifle Pistol Association, Gun Owners of California, and the Firearms Policy Coalition, I believe they've all joined arms, no pun intended, to look at challenging some of these things that have recently been passed for the constitutionally challenge them. But however, remember that we are in the Ninth District Court of Appeals federally, one of the most liberal federal appellate courts, and currently the Supreme Court is a split. They're balanced right now due to the loss of conservative Justice Scalia. And so Justice Kennedy tends to go either way on some of the decisions. So you want to weigh that carefully until maybe some federal appointments get made to where it's
in
a bit more conservative.
Days. And then after Trump takes over, see who he's going to put in there. That person will slide through through the Senate without too much of a problem. Of course, some of the Democrats may want to fight it, but then it'll go to an up-and-down vote. But then that person's going to go on to the Supreme Court, and then you can start.
I've seen a lot of Internet chatter from their websites with California Rifle Pistol Association and gun owners. And so, I'm sure if they can be challenging this, they will. I have a call that I have to return to a friend of mine, a colleague. He's a gun attorney down in the Los Angeles area. Regarding some of these things. And so I know that probably Carl will end up having Sam Paredes back on post-election and talking about some of these impacts and what the future holds and how we can move forward and challenge some of these things.
Okay, Billy Bob, thanks a lot, buddy. Okay, let's go on. We've got like 4 minutes left, and I know we want to talk about
flying.
Hey, about two things. One, is there a possibility of a jail bond?
I really don't think so. Yesterday on your show, Adam McElvain, a city council person-elect for Reading City Council, was talking about D&E and then said he'd heard that I'd talked about a bond issue. Bond issues have to pass with at least 55%. And here in Shasta County, we saw that D&E, that was not a bond, but D&E failed. The Shasta College bond, I think that was Measure H. Election night, it was trailing substantially, and now I heard that it is still trailing a little bit, but it's picking up momentum. That's because of the other counties that may vote on it as well, because it's just not Shasta for their influence. So that's at a hard road to hoe. Cottonwood Fire District had bond measures two previous times for a new fire station. Those have failed. And then on top of that, you still have to have the revenue for the county to be able to pay that loan off. And you're talking like for a new jail, if it was going to be over 200 beds, you're probably talking $30 to $40 million, depending on the amount of beds and the style of the jail.
Well.
So that's a big debt.
Well.
Well, deep subject.
The other part of that then is, what do we continue to do? Nothing.
Right. And then
nothing? People are tired of nothing.
We're going to be building the 64-bed facility. That definitely is not enough beds there. Would have been loved to expand it out to 128 beds, but that's also water under the bridge. We had a chance for the 232-bed facility, but the board denied that. In the state of California, there's been at least four measures that have added about over $1 billion, almost $2 billion for jail beds. Assembly Bill 900. Assembly Bill 900, Phase 2, Senate Bill 1022, which we got the funding for our 64-bed facility, and Assembly Bill 863. And then there was another one after that. That's put in well over $1 billion for counties to build jail beds. I doubt if we're going to be seeing more money for jail beds, especially with the makeup of the legislature, because they do not want to see more jail beds for incarceration. They want to let people out of jail and prison. And the last go-around for 863, there was criteria that if you had received an award or turned down an award, those were two strikes against you, and we had received an award and turned down an award.
What about the county referendum to say build it as opposed to a bond issue?
Well, then you still have to have the money to build
it. The money.
The board would have to take action. Then where does that $30+ million come from? You don't. The revenue is not here in the county coffers.
Well,
and so where does that come from?
Quickly, 64 marijuana.
64 marijuana. It's going to have a huge impact on California and Shasta County. Already there was a triple fatality traffic collision that was marijuana related in Plumas County. I learned about that at the. On November 11th, November 10th.
Okay. You know what? We need to have you come back probably earlier than later.
Yeah, I could maybe call and maybe I could come back in next week.
Yeah, maybe we can do that.
Depending on what.
So we can talk about the marijuana and all those things that
are going on. There's so many topics here.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Sheriff Thomas Single, thank you very much.
And love coming
all
in.
All of our law enforcement officers, it's dangerous out there. Please be careful.
Thank you.
Okay, everybody, tomorrow we're going to be talking with the millennial authors saying what the millennials did in this election. It's going to be interesting. Have a great day. It's the good guys against the bad guys, which are you.
And the news from Town Hall is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino on KCNR Shasta Redding.
And I'll keep this world from dragging me.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Those reports of behind-the-scenes turmoil in the Trump camp, Donald Trump says those reports are not true. He's describing the transition process as very organized. Republican Senator Jeff Flake did not support Trump's White House bid. But he tells CBS this morning the critics should give Trump a break.
I think we've got to give him some space here to put the team together. It's, like I said, it's a tough thing under any circumstances. But under these circumstances, I think it's doubly difficult.
Senators have elected their new leaders.
He's the new Senate Republican leader. He's the same as the current one, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. His reelection, which was never in doubt, positions him to be a key partner with President-elect Donald Trump. Also not surprising, but now official, is the election of Senator Chuck Schumer by Senate Democrats. He will be the new minority leader, replacing retiring Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid. As minority leader,